Chapter 29. Mira stood in the Abbey doorway with Gregor. Red Wallers crowded behind them, orders to stay inside. Brother Hoban uttered what Mira was thinking.
Look at those stones. Two vermin couldn't do that alone. I'm afraid Fuel made a mistake when she said there were only two.
Gregor leaned on the doorpost, stroking a striped muzzle.
So it seems. How many would you guess there were out there?
The good brother shrugged.
Who knows, Mum? Certainly more than we first thought.
Mira made her way to the broken window and climbed onto the red stone sill, gazing out to where the sling stones battered down constantly onto the abbey lawn. She noticed that they followed a certain pattern, all falling around one central area, apart from the odd long throw or occasional short casts that landed on the gatehouse path. Gundel peeped over her shoulder, his homely face anxious as he guessed her intent.
You better going out there, Missy. Them slinging rocks would crack his skull bones. Stop being here with us and it's nice and safe.
The otter maid shook her head. Her mind was made up.
I've got to go out and speak to them, Gundel. We must find out what a Tagarong is. This state of affairs cannot continue. It's only a matter of time before some Red Waller is slain. Even vermin must realise that they've got to communicate with us at some point, if only to clear the whole matter up.
Gundel raised his digging claws in despair.
Oh, lucky day. Bain't no use of talking to him, miss. I'm bounding to go out there with him.
And so am I. That makes three of us.
Begging your pardon, ma'am, but as jolly old ranking officer, I'm coming too. So that makes four, what?
Mira had not noticed Gregor and Egbert below on the floor. She climbed down from the windowsill.
There's no need for you to put yourself in danger.
Gregor reared to her full height, which was considerable.
You seem to forget, Mira. I am acting abbess in charge. I would be neglecting my duty if I let you go out there alone.
Gundel reared to his full height, which was not much at all.
And I'd be neglecting my duty to ye. You my friend.
Mira patted his velvety head, forestalling Egbert.
Don't tell me you'd be neglecting your duty as War Guard Commander if you didn't accompany me. So we'll all go together, my good friends. Thank you for your support.
By now, more Red Wallers were gathering in Great Hall, and Mira and Gregor had to fend off their curious inquiries.
Egbert said he's going out to talk with the vermin.
The badger nodded.
Yes, Friar, though I wish he'd kept quiet about it.
Do you need any help out there, Gregor, ma'am?
None, thank you. We're going to parley, not to fight.
Broggle, Hawg and Drog were holding a whispered meeting.
You tell her about our prisoner, Drog. Go on.
Who? Me? I'm not much good at explaining. You tell her, Hawg.
Tell who? Mira or Gregor?
Either one'll do. Tell Mira. She ain't as fierce as Gregor. Go on.
Oh, I wouldn't know what to say. I think young Broggle should do all the talking. 'Twas his idea in the first place.
Sister Alkaneth was wearing Craig's patience thin.
That Fuel, already she wants to get up. Will you come and tell her she must remain in bed until I say?
Craig distractedly released the Dibbon who was clinging to her.
Sister, leave Fuel alone if she feels well enough to get up.